Massachusetts House and Senate leaders made local aid increases a priority for the next state budget. The House and Senate have passed different versions of a budget for the fiscal year that starts July 1st. Differences will be hashed out in a conference committee in the next couple of weeks. But whatever the final numbers, municipal leaders should be pleased, according to State Senator Stanley Rosenberg of Amherst.
They will be happier with this budget than they've been in a while because they took some cuts like everybody else in the most recent years because of the recession. But this is a real turnaround year.
The Senate's budget would boost local aid by $275 million. Unrestricted local aid would increase by $65 million. Since the recession, unrestricted local aid has been slashed by 32%, triggering layoffs, service cuts, local option tax and fee hikes in many of the state's cities and towns. Despite the welcome increase in local aid, the fiscal retrenching is expected to continue for another year in Springfield. Mayor Dominic Sarno is expected to soon unveil a $530 million budget that will require furloughs, layoffs, service cuts, and higher taxes and fees to bring it into balance.
Do I want to make the cuts? No. Have I done them before? Yes. Will I make them again now if the combination of strategy doesn't work? Yes, I will. But people will have to realize that the city services will change.
City finance officials have recently projected a $6 million budget gap, largely because of a drop in property values caused by the foreclosure crisis and damage from last year's tornadoes. That projection assumes the city council will approve a $3 million revenue package. It includes an increase in the residential trash removal fee, which was universally panned at a recent series of public hearings. It also counts on taking $10 million from the city's cash reserves. The mayor warns the cuts could affect the city's police and fire departments, where layoffs and furloughs had been avoided in recent years.
When you have a fire and police encompassing 60% of the positions of the budget, in other words, about 800 of the 1,300 positions are public safety.
Springfield Police Commissioner William Fitchett said budget cuts could force the elimination of special units popular with the public that focus on street crimes, ordinance violations, and community policing.
We have to make some hard, difficult financial decisions, because the patrol division is the core of the Springfield Police Department, and we have to keep that division manned.
And the Springfield Fire Commissioner, Joseph Conant, says budget cuts could force the closing of some firehouses.
It will definitely not be best practice to do it. I can't say that the safety of the public would be in jeopardy, because we're going to do everything we can to keep that from happening. It is definitely going to create longer response times if I have to close companies or stations. And it will be a factor in our operations.
Several city councilors, among them Bud Williams, have urged the mayor to take more from the city's cash reserves, or rainy day fund, which now totals $40 million.
It's raining in the city of Springfield. We have $100 million in new building construction, another $110 million or so in infrastructure, maybe a casino, we don't know. We need a bridge to get us to the next phase in Springfield's history. We cannot retreat. Retreat means laying off, cutting services.
The city council, by law, can only make cuts to the mayor's budget proposal. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.